Joining me now is NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson. Mr. Johnson, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you for having me.
From the website press release, it's noted that this is merely another ominous signal on the increasingly dangerous environment for African Americans. You've only been at the helm for some 6 months. How is it your assessment that these kinds of incidents are on the increase?
Well, as you look at the last several months, we've seen incidents of implicit bias against unarmed individuals who were posing no threat. We've seen it with police behavior, with the killing of a young man in Sacramento. We've seen it in private action with a 14-year-old boy who was seeking direction to get to school, and it was assumed that he was trying to break in, and shots were fired upon him on the outside of the church. And now we see it with corporate behavior. This is something that this nation must address in a way in which all of our citizens are safe from this type of violence and or accusations that's baseless.
What is an appropriate role of media in this regard when you instead indict it as just taking it up in a passing fashion?
Well, the media should take account of the role they're playing in furthering stereotypes that oftentimes are far from the truth. In addition to that, encourage the general public to recognize their implicit bias so that unarmed individuals who pose no threat to anyone are not attacked, neither by law enforcement, private actors, or individuals.
Earlier this month, we honored the life and work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. 50 years after his passing. Is it surprising to you to find the United States in this space and place in 2018?
Well, this is the only United States I've ever known. I'm born, raised here, have always had to confront the reality that as a black male in this country, I'm always seen as a threat. Therefore, my freedom is at threat. As I train my teenage boys to be ever vigilant in how they interact with individuals, particularly law enforcement, that's the same training that I received as a young man, to be cautious, be courteous, and to ensure I get home in the evening.
Do you have cause for optimism that this case would perhaps expose to whites the whole idea of implicit or unconscious bias, hoping with that to help make it come to light more often?
I don't think it's one incident. I think, as we have seen over the last several years, from Trayvon Martin to Charlottesville, Virginia, to this issue, we are in a state of emergency in terms of how we view African Americans, particularly males in this nation, and we need to take some affirmative actions to correct the perceptions and remove the implicit bias that drives so many individuals to cause harm to African Americans who's posing no threat to anyone.
Though to resolve this specific issue, have you been approached by either Philadelphia mayor or police department or the Starbucks CEO or any of the other players in this case?
Our local branch president, Rodney Muhammad, has been working directly with the mayor's office and the police chief to discuss remedies to this particular issue, but also to discuss the broader concerns in the Philadelphia area.
Mr. Johnson, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you for the opportunity.
NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson.